Hello, Cecil. I was wondering if you were coming over this afternoon.
Oh, what were you doing?
Sitting out here on the steps waiting for you.
Oh, golly, I'm tired. Gee, it's hot this afternoon.
Shall I make some lemonade?
No, it's too much trouble. You know what I've done?
Sir, you've come over to see me.
I've made a decision.
Another? What is it this time?
I'm going to be a man.
A man? What do you mean, Cecil?
Just that. I intend to be a man.
You will. You just have another year or so.
Oh, you don't understand.
Well, maybe I don't. What do you mean?
I'm going to be a he-man.
Well, aren't all men he-man, Cecil? I've never heard of a her-man.
Sounds like a boy's name, Herman.
Well, aren't they?
Oh, I mean something different. I don't want to grow into an old lady.
Why, Cecil, how could you?
Well, it can be done. I've seen some old men that ought to wear dresses.
Don't worry, Cecil. You'll be a he-man. I know. What were you going to do, go west and become a cowboy?
Well, I hadn't thought of that. That might be a good idea.
What do you want to be, Cecil?
A two-fisted he-man.
You mean a bully.
I'm going to be hard.
Good enough, Cecil. You're tough enough now.
Well, I'm going to do something. That is, I'm going to learn something.
Are you going to take lessons through the mail?
Oh, don't be silly. Of course not.
Oh, you're going to start wearing suspenders.
No, I'm not going to start wearing suspenders.
Oh, Cecil, I know. Oh, goody, goody, goody.
You don't know?
Yes, I do. I'll bet you can't do it. I'll bet you can't. Oh, Cecil, you'll look so funny.
What are you talking about?
About what you're going to do to be a he-man.
Oh, you don't know anything about it.
Do too. You're going to try and grow some whiskers, aren't you? Some whiskers under your nose. Isn't that it?
Oh, for cat's sake.
I knew that was it. I bet you don't have any luck. I bet you don't.
Oh, be yourself, Sally. I'm not going to raise a mustache.
Oh, aren't you?
Of course not. Why should I?
To see if you can.
Well, I could. Don't you worry about that.
Yes, but how long would it take you?
What do I want with a mustache?
Well, I don't know. They must be a lot of fun. You can train them, can't you?
Well, you're way off the track. That isn't what I'm talking about. Oh, you're not even warm.
Oh, Cecil, I'll bet you would look so romantic in whiskers.
I don't want to look romantic.
Cecil, let's get a pencil and draw some whiskers on your lip to see how you would look.
Oh, don't be silly, Sally.
Well, if that isn't what you're going to do, what is it?
I'll tell you in a minute.
When are you going to start practicing?
This afternoon.
Can I help you?
Sure.
What made you decide to change, Cecil?
I was reading a story.
I bet it was about cowboys.
Well, it wasn't.
What was it about then?
About aviators and bravery.
Cecil, you're going to study to fly. Oh, Cecil, how thrilling.
No, I'm not. I get dizzy when I get high.
Oh, I don't, Cecil. I never get dizzy.
You're dizzy all the time. Don't flatter yourself.
Oh, I know what it is now.
You don't either?
You're going to try to get more sarcastic.
Oh, don't be a smarty now.
Well, if you are, you don't have to improve. You're the best I know.
Very well, then. If that's the way you feel, I'll keep my secret.
Aw, Cecil, I was just fooling. Tell me.
Well, if I tell you, will you promise not to tell?
Oh, don't you want anyone to know?
Well, not at first.
Are you going to tell your aunt?
Oh, I should say not. Oh, she'd have a fit. I know her.
Well, will she find out later?
Maybe after I'm pretty good at it.
Oh, Cecil, I'm so curious. Does anyone else know besides me?
Just one other person.
Who, Cecil?
The janitor down at the store.
Sam?
That's who.
How did he find out?
I told him. That is, oh, he suggested it first.
Oh, well, what is that?
Oh, I laughed at him at first. Then I got to thinking I ought to try it out.
And I'm the only other person that knows.
Oh, you don't know yet.
Well, what is it, then?
Well, here. Wait a minute.
What have you got in your pocket, Cecil?
Don't rush me. Wait. What's in my other pocket?
Goodness, if it's a razor, Cecil, you ought not to carry a razor in your pocket.
I've got a little sense, thank you. All right. Here it is. Look.
Well, what is it, Cecil?
Here, smell it.
Ick. Oh, Cecil, it smells like tobacco.
Sure, that's what it is. It's chewing tobacco.
Not chewing tobacco.
Yes, chewing tobacco.
Well, Cecil, what are you going to do with it?
Chew it. Learn how to chew it and be a real honest-to-goodness he-man that can chew tobacco.
Cecil Shortridge, if you... Cecil, are you crazy?
Of course not.
Cecil, don't you dare. If you do... Oh, this is too horrible.
What's the matter now?
I'll never speak to you again if you do. I won't. I'll never see you again. Ooh, you look so awful.
Say, what's the matter with you, Sally?
Cecil, hand me that awful stuff. Hand it to me.
What do you want to do with it?
I'm going to throw it away.
Hey, don't do that, Sally. I paid a dime for that. Give it back to me.
Cecil, let go of it. Let go.
I will not. Now, that belongs to me. I'm going to chew it.
That's right. Jerk it out of my hand.
Well, it's mine.
Cecil, if you do that, I'll go right in the house.
It's all right. I was going to sit out here on the porch anyhow. Can't learn in the house.
Oh, I wish Uncle Thomas were home. I'd make him take it away from you.
Listen, if I'd known you were going to act like this, I wouldn't have told you.
I'm glad you did. So Sam suggested this to you. Oh, I could just kill him.
Yes, he did. He said it would put hair on my chest.
Cecil Shortridge. Oh, how horrid. Don't talk like that.
Oh, you're like all the rest. I might have known you'd raise a fuss.
Cecil, I mean it. I don't want to ever speak to you again. If you learn how to chew that awful stuff, I won't.
Oh, what's wrong with learning how to chew tobacco? Tell me.
Everything. It's not nice. It's not polite. It's ugly. It's horrid. Only bums do it, and robbers and janitors. I won't let you do it.
You can't stop me. Sally, suppose someone said to me sometime, here, want some tobacco? And then when they found out I didn't know what to do with it, they'd say, well, he's not dry behind the ears. How would I feel?
Cecil, that won't mark you as a man among men. You don't have to learn how to chew tobacco.
Oh, pipe down, Sally. Here, you want to see how it tastes?
I should say not. Cecil, people will see you.
Come on, let's both see how it tastes. It's like chewing gum, except you can't stick it under the table.
Cecil, please give it to me. You'll ruin your teeth. Cecil, I'll telephone your aunt and tell her what you're doing if you don't throw it away.
Tattletale. Run along. She isn't home anyhow.
Cecil. Oh, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of. It's nasty. It's nice people don't do it. Don't you want to be a gentleman?
I want to be a two-fisted he-man, not a sissy. I'll hold my own.
And you think that learning how to chew that horrible old plug of tobacco will make people look up to you? Oh, Cecil.
Oh, stop raising such a fuss. I'll go out and sit in Ben-Hur and practice.
Cecil, now wait. You can't do this. You can't, Cecil. No one will have anything to do with you. If you do, it's too ugly.
Oh, real people will. If it were a crime, they wouldn't sell it, would they?
They sell poison, too, but you don't have to take it.
Oh, gee. Here I thought I'd get some support from you. And all I get is a big foghorn cheer.
I'm disgusted with you.
And so am I with you. Here, I thought you would stand up for me.
Cecil, I just have one more word to say.
What is it?
Are you going to throw that piece of leather away?
No.
You're not?
I am not.
What are you going to do with it?
Take a bite out of it.
You are?
Yes.
Really?
So help me.
Well, go ahead, then. Go ahead. Disgrace yourself. I don't want to ever see you or speak to you again. And you can't say I didn't warn you. I won't look at you. You don't speak to me.